Welcome. You are listening to a multi-part podcast series on the history of Dominican University of California, presented by Campus Ministry. This series has been organized by Sister Mary Sower and is made possible through the joint effort of Campus Ministry, the Communications Department, and Penguin Radio.
So welcome, everyone, to the 2019 Spring Heritage and History Lecture Series presented by Campus Ministry. I'm Sister Mary, the Director of Campus Ministry. Father Edward Skillebeck, a Dominican theologian from Belgium who lived from 1914 to 2009, wrote that the story of Dominicans can only be kept alive by live Dominicans. And we at Campus Ministry also believe in the gift of storytelling. And so today we come to tell our story. And our storyteller is Brianna Chavez of the class of 2019. I've known Brianna for the last 3 years as a member of the Siena leadership team. And Brianna is here to tell her story that she entitles My First Generation Experience. Please welcome Bree.
Hi everyone, I'm Brianna. I'm a senior here at Dominican University. First things first, I want to thank Sister Mary for giving me this opportunity to come in and share my story at Dominican. So let's get started. Okay. So I come from a Mexican-American family. College was never in their priority list. My father came from Mexico at age 17. He only finished middle school, what is considered middle school here. My mother only went up to high school, and after that, she immediately got a job to support herself. So college was never a topic that we really talked about in the family table when we would eat dinner. So when I got into high school, freshman year, I excelled very well. Teacher saw potential in me. I knew that I wanted to be a doctor, but that's where the conversation ended. I really didn't think after that. I'm like, I want to be a doctor. Okay, that's it. Sophomore year, I was given the opportunity to enter Puente, which is kind of like a bridging program, just like AVID. I don't know if you guys have heard of AVID, but it helps students in first generation classes to go on to college. So I entered Puente and I got one-on-one counseling services, and she said, "You're going to college, now let's decide where." And I said, okay. So I only thought of UCs, CSUs, and I got more information about those. I never actually thought about a private until she mentioned it. So I only really focused on one state school, one UC school, and one private, which was Dominican. I applied to Sonoma State University. I got in. I applied to UC Davis. I did not get in. And then I applied to Dominican, and yay, I got in. I'm here. So I was all set. I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to Dominican, Dad. And I went up to my father, and he's like, okay, let's see how this goes. So we came for a campus visit day. I was shocked. I was nervous. I saw these people around me, and I'm like, I don't think this is the right fit for me here at Dominican. And I just see my dad and my mom, and we're just astonished by the beauty of the school, about the resources that Dominican gives to you. So my father and I we were walking, we were talking, and he kept asking me, "Are you sure that you want to go to college? Are you sure about that?" And I'm like, "Yes. Yes, Dad, I'm going to college. I just don't know where." So we went up to the residence halls, and he's like, "They could use some work, but I will still let you come. I will still let you come and to study if this is what you really want." So I go back home, I think about it, and junior year comes, and I still think about it. Senior year, I apply to Dominican, and I find out in, I think it was around April that I found out. My parents were very proud of me. So the big question was, how do we pay? Dominican gave me a really good academic scholarship, and we worked out a plan to pay. So my parents helped me out for the first 2 years, and then in these last 2 years, I have paid the bill ever since. So I'm in debt, not bankrupt, but it was worth it. It was definitely worth it. So that's actually my story of how I made it here at Dominican. A lot of back and forth. I think a high school student doesn't really know where they want to go until probably graduation day. And that's when you say, yep, I'm committed. I sent in the check. I'm all set. Let's get this started. Okay. So first day on campus. So I got to arrive on August 9, 2015. I was invited to participate in the Torch program, a leadership program run by Dr. Henry Schreibman. And it was amazing. I got to meet new people before meeting my whole class. We bonded, we did activities. He gave us leadership workshops. I think learning workshops, any workshop you can think of. So the first day on campus, it was emotional, as you can see as the baby. I think that was me emotionally. Then I snapped out of it for some reason. And then I'm like, okay, can't wait to learn. Goodbye, parents. Thank you for giving me life and for providing for me for 18 years. Now it's time for me to shine. So that was me. And the first 2 weeks that I was in the Torch program, what kept me going was the constant going to classes every day. So we had a jam-packed day, like if I was in an actual semester. So from 8 to 7 p.m. we had something. We never were bored. So I think that helped me adjust so well to this school, and helped me realize why I'm actually taking the first steps of being a college graduate. So on August 23rd, it was a Monday, I remember it. I knew I was a biological science major with a general emphasis. I actually have two of my advisors here, Dr. Spain and Dr. Protis. They both took me under their wing and they've helped me throughout these 4 years. And then later, my sophomore year, I declared a Spanish minor. Which has turned out to be one of the best decisions I've made in my entire life. And my future goals as of now are to pursue an MD or DO license, so a doctor in medicine or osteopathic medicine. It's still up in the air. So that's me as a college student. Okay. So study. We all had those days where we just want to flip the table. I know you've seen those videos. That was me probably my freshman, sophomore, junior year. It was just because, being a bio major, you're in intense, you take intense courses, 17 to 18 units a semester. And I know other majors like nursing or OT or public health or business are probably in that same boat as well. So it was 17 units of bio, chemistry, and then your general ed, and then your second semester, you start with your undergrad research courses. And at first, I questioned. I'm like, do I really have like the guts to be a bio major? Do I really, really want to wake up at 8 a.m. every day? And I'm like, yes. I could do it, Brie. You could do it. And what also was in the back of my mind were two things. My dad saying, I already paid the bill, so you have to do this. And then the second one was before I started my freshman year in college, my cousins said, it's okay if you come back. It's okay if you don't go through with the whole college thing. Not everyone is, that's not the path for everyone. And I was like, how dare you doubt me? I'm just scared. Please, I'm going to go through with this. just give me time. So I also felt like, no, I have to prove them wrong. And I did. Look at me now. I'm 4 years in. I'm almost out. But the studying and going to classes was actually a breeze. I had great teachers in the morning. I had Dr. Protus, Dr. Majdoubi in the first year. And then when we started research, that's when it started getting fun. So I have done 8 semesters of undergraduate research with Dr. Spain, revolving around ocean acidification and all that good stuff. I've been accepted to six conferences, 7 acceptances, and then so far 4 talks. Research has actually proven to be one of my favorite parts of being a bio major, because you find answers. You are your own, you lead it. So you have help of a person of knowledge, of course, like Dr. Spain, but you actually get to do your own experiments, and you get to follow through with it. You write your own hypothesis, and the results may or may not be conclusive, but it's okay, because you did something. So along with her, I've also worked in other research, which is with another doctor here on campus, and I've done that since, that's actually been my job for the past 4 years, and I was lucky enough to get that job my freshman year. Alongside research and classes, I got to do a Kaiser Integram, which was something that helped me decide that yes, I want to be a doctor in the future, but also what kind of doctor, which is, and I want to be an OBGYN. So I got to see a lot of procedures. It didn't gross me out, so I knew I had the stomach for it. And I was like, yep, okay, this is more sure. I'm sure that I made the good decision of coming to Dominican, and I'm sure that I'm ready to pursue an MD degree after this. Another thing within the study component at Dominican was studying abroad. Anyone here has studied abroad or is planning to study abroad or has gone abroad? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So I got to go to Spain. I would say 2018. So I got to study abroad in Spain for my Spanish minor. And once again, it was one of those, do I really want to go? Is it worth it? Dad, is it worth it? Can you help me? Or, and he's like, well, you can go, but you have to give me two spreadsheets. You have to compare the cost of how much it will cost for you to go study abroad or for you to stay and take the classes here. And I'm like, okay. So I did my research. Okay, those research skills that I gained freshman, sophomore year I put them in this spreadsheet. So I did the number counts and everything, and it was cheaper for me to study abroad. And he's like, okay, well, yeah, you can go, but you're paying for it. And I'm like, okay, fine, I will pay for it. And I think that has been the way me and my dad have been speaking. It's for the past 4 years here. He knows I'm capable of everything, and so he knows that when it comes to bills to pay or something to provide for the family, I'm always willing to do it, and I will do it. So me and him worked out with the school a payment program to pay for this trip. So while I was in Spain, that's when I say I really grew. I was introduced to a whole new culture. I mean, Dominican has a great culture here, but going abroad and seeing how others study, seeing how they live, how they talk, how they walk, how they dress, you're just astonished of like, wow, I live in a really small world back in the Bay Area. So I got to bond with other students here, and I got to meet other fellow Spaniards. And we grew into a great friendship. We have a great friendship now. And that is something that I'm glad that Dominican offers, because it is very easy for you to just go upstairs and say, I'm studying abroad. what do I do next? And they'll give you the answer. Something that I don't know if it compares with UC, CSUs, who you have to kind of wait for an answer right there. They give it to you right there and then. So if any of you plan to study abroad, I would. Or if you just want to go abroad, please do. So when I came back to from Spain, I wasn't a new person, but I was influenced with a new perspective of life and a new perspective of myself. So I knew I'm capable of a lot of things. And when I came back, I continued progressing of who I am as a leader. And I know in the Dominican ideals, that's what it pushes for. When we graduate as leaders. We graduate knowing that we are capable to be leaders. So I continued, like Sister Mary said, I have been part of the Siena leadership team for the past 3 years, and I continued that, and me and her talked a lot of new ways to revamp some events. So one community and service opportunity that I got to plan and work alongside Sister Mary was the Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. And if you know about that, it's just a week dedicated to give facts, to give respect, to announce anything to do what about hunger and about homelessness. So I volunteered at Homeward Bound whenever I could. I volunteered in the San Francisco Food Bank when I could, as well as a food banquet talk that me and another person, Shayna, organize, and we just talk. On top of that, I do outside outreach and outside volunteering with RotaCare, where I interpret for doctors who need assistance in Spanish. So it's a nonprofit organization that is held at Kaiser on 3rd Street, and every Monday or Thursday that I can, I go there, I give out my interpreting services, and you grow with the doctor, they give you tips, and it's great. It's made me actually improve on my Spanish. On top of that, I've worked alongside Sister Mary with the food pantry, which everyone should take advantage of, please, every Tuesday. And then this year, I said, okay, I'm gonna branch out and I'm gonna see what else I'm capable of here while I'm here at Dominican. So I got into ASDU. I was intimidated, and I will be honest, yes, I'm a little intimidated still. I mean, I'm a fast learner, but there are some things in government that I'm like, really? You have to go through this person first before this? So I am the director of the Inner Club Council. So I oversee all clubs, I help them with what they need, and I get feedback from other members of ASDU. It's not easy. It really isn't easy, but it's fun at the same time because it's like, oh, another thing on your belt. So when it comes to knowing your limits and knowing what you're capable of, it's two different things. You're capable of anything for sure, but it really takes a toll on your body when you push it so hard. And through my 4 years here, I've now reflected of things that I could have done differently. For example, I could have moved some classes around and taken 16 units, but I know I'm capable of everything. So that kind of, that's the adrenaline that kept me going. So through the 4 years here, as you can see, I've met wonderful people on the Siena leadership team. My bio research class is my second family. they are. Dr. Spain's like my mom. And these are like my sisters. And then ASCU has become a place where I could grow as a leader and speak my voice. And down here, I go back to these three people every other weekend and I tell them how my experience as Dominican has been. But I think overall, for anyone who is a Dominican right now and who is a first year generation, I would say maybe your parents didn't have what you have now, but you need to take that. You need to take it in. You need to process it. It's not guilty of you. You should not feel guilt that you want to proceed in learning, because honestly, I felt guilty when I decided that I wanted to go to a 4-year, and more to make it more of a guilt was, oh, I want to go to a private. It's more expensive. Are my parents capable of helping me to achieve this? And there are ways. Student loans, I know, more debt, but student loans are there to help you. So it's just that guilt needs to go away. You need to kind of set your mind, like, it's gonna be hard. You're gonna cry sometimes. You're gonna wanna flip a table. You're just gonna wanna sleep one day. You're gonna have to cancel plans. But that's okay, that's okay. But what matters is what you wanna do, if you're having fun while doing it, and what are you gonna achieve after when you graduate? If you look back and say, I went to Dominican and I just took these classes, but I didn't really do anything while I was here. I just went to class. And Dominican is actually the place where you come to class, but you can do anything. You can start a club. You can volunteer anywhere. You can get an internship with internship services. You can help out in Day of Giving. You can work at the admissions office. You have all these possibilities here, and I'm glad that I chose to be here. And that is how I reflect on my Dominican experience. Thank you.